WCVE-FM Richmond, your community idea station. Time now, 8:40, and as promised, standing by at RBC Wealth Management, Brian Ford joins us now for his Monday morning business news analysis. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Wayne. Good luck with a successful pledge.
Well, thank you. Last week on the stock markets, it was a dismal week by any measure. I don't think even the most optimistic or cheerful observer could say anything different there. Pretty bad, right?
Well, I would say that's right, Wayne. And really, my job is not to sit here and pontificate it. We got a call like we see them, and it was a very down week overall. As you say, the Dow dropped over 6% just for the week, and now it's dropped about 15% from its high at the end of April. Europe's debt situation is on everyone's radar, which we'll talk about shortly. Basically, it was a situation, Wayne, where over 90% of all stocks were down last week, which means that investors are not thinking about quality at all. They're just trying to get out, which may make the chance of a spring back better than you might think. Even gold, which has reached kind of that dangerous level where some investors say will never go down, dropped about 10% last week. Silver backed off about 25% last week alone, and copper, which is generally used more in industrial production, was down for the week. This is a really an interesting week, Wayne, because the third quarter ends on Friday, and there's more talk of a U.S. government shutdown, which does really not have the same negative impact that it once used to have. It more or less just shows how divided and dysfunctional our Congress is now.
Hmm. Well, of course, a lot of this has to do with the financial situation in Europe. Yeah. It just seems to be getting more complicated as time goes by. What's your take on it?
Well, that's right. It is getting more complicated. So let's talk about Europe in specific. Clearly, it's on everyone's mind as to what the three main powers are: the International Monetary Fund, which goes by the initials of IMF, the EU, which is, of course, the European Union, and the ECB, which is the European Central Bank, which is equivalent of our Federal Reserve. It's on everyone's mind as to what these three are going to do, either to bail out Greece or to fix future problems, whether they arise in Spain or Portugal, Italy, or other places. In fact, I noted the irony, Wayne, that now many analysts are calling for and practically begging for a TARP-like recapitalization of the European banks. Wayne, do you remember how controversial it was in the U.S. in 2008 and 2009? When the U.S. Congress launched TARP, remember all that?
Oh, yes.
And now we're practically demanding it for Europe. But basically, right now, there's potentially a decision that could be reached as early as this Friday on Greece. But who really knows? The European leaders have mostly drifted from issue to issue without clear consensus because, basically, they have 17 mouths to feed, 17 member countries in the European Union. And that is very difficult to reach consensus among all those different sized countries. The global markets, including China and Japan, are kind of on a perpetual Europe watch these days. And it is a weird scenario, I have to admit, where politics kind of rules everything, watching those news announcements.
Mm-hmm. Well, Brian, it seems that all this nervousness, anxiety, uncertainty, consumer lack of confidence, all this adds up to some analysts almost predicting another recession.
Yeah.
Could this turn out to be a self-fulfilling prophecy? Are these the conditions that would lead to a double-dip recession?
Yeah, I think that's a natural question, and I think a very good one. But it is the big question on everyone's lips is there going to be a double-dip recession? As you say, with economic growth low, unemployment is high, and government debt growing by the month, you're right, many observers feel it's kind of inevitable. Certainly, I would say the odds of it are higher today than they were 6 months ago. But it is interesting to point out, Wayne, that recessions usually don't start from low levels like this. Normally, there are signs of excessive borrowing or lending, high consumer spending, and basically very lofty consumer sentiment, basically from which you get knocked down. Currently, however, expectations are low. Personal indebtedness is dropping. People are paying their bills off. Interest rates are essentially zero, and companies are in pretty good shape. Now, I will say that FedEx did rankle some folks last week when they said that their global shipments and thus their 2012 earnings would likely be down somewhat next year. Now, FedEx is seen as an economically sensitive company, but earnings reductions for other companies have been relatively few thus far and not very dramatic. So about a second recession, we'll have to see on that.
Yeah. What is Operation Twist? It's not a new dance step, I take it.
You're thinking of Chubby Checker, aren't you? We do need to talk about this. The U.S. Federal Reserve's new program is called Operation Twist. It was announced last week. It had been discussed for several weeks and clearly been built up in a lot of investors' minds as to what its impact would be. What the Fed is trying to do here is they're actively selling government bonds in the short duration, meaning 3 years or less to maturity, and buying longer-term bonds, which keeps those bonds prices high and their yields very low. The Fed is trying to keep interest rates very low to keep the economy moving. That's what they're trying to do. In fact, at the end of the week, the U.S. 30-year U.S. Treasury bond had shot up in price so far that the interest rate had dropped to well below 3%. And that is really hard for a lot of us professionals to believe. It's the lowest levels ever. However, the whole program was kind of taken by the market as a big so what, a big shrug of the shoulders, which is somewhat concerning. A couple of years ago when the Fed announced their first quantitative easing and then their second QE2, it moved markets big time. Now the Fed's effectiveness has been greatly diminished. Not to mention the fact that Ben Bernanke, the head of the Federal Reserve, said he felt that the U.S. faced, quote, significant risks ahead, which really didn't do a lot to inspire confidence among a lot of investors. But Operation Twist, not a big effect so far.
All right, time's just about gone for today, Brian, so I'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Good luck. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Brian Ford of RBC Wealth Management joins us each Monday morning right after the 8:30 news for an analysis of the week's business news. Coming along in just a few minutes, we'll have a special feature report, an Eyes on Richmond report by WCVE's Craig Carper on special assignment. The broadcast of Morning Edition is made possible by Covenant Woods, an accredited continuing care retirement community located on 75 acres in Hanover County, providing a quality lifestyle to seniors for 127 years. Apartments and cottages available on the scenic campus, online at covenantwoods.com. And the Greater Richmond ARC, serving 1,300 area individuals with intellectual disabilities and their families. Visit ARC on the web at richmondarc.org. And the Science Museum of Virginia, inspiring Virginians to enrich their lives through science. The Science Museum of Virginia proudly supports public broadcasting. Information at smv.org. You're tuned to WCVE Public Radio HD at 88.9 in Richmond, 89.1 in Heathsville, or 90.1 in Chase City. And we're really happy to have in the studio again this morning, as the membership campaign proceeds here at Public Radio, the President and Chief Executive Officer of all the community idea stations, Curtis Monk.